In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, this is Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. The days of glory were beautiful. So many healings, so many blessings, so many things that God was doing. And he wants to do those things today through the scriptures. That's what he wants to do today. I'm looking at Mark 16, verse 9. When Jesus was risen early on the first day of the week, that Sunday, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast out seven demons, seven devils. That means she was perfectly possessed. And she went and told them that she had been with him as they mourned and wept. And they, when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by Mary Magdalene, they believed not. They didn't believe. After that, he appeared in another form unto the two of them, that's the men of Emmaus, as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, unto the rest. Neither believed they them. In other words, they're not believing that Jesus is risen from the dead. This is just sounds like, you know, the church. When we say that God wants to do miracles, we'd say, well, that happened when Jesus was here on the earth. Well, he's here in the Holy Spirit. Afterwards, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at dinner and upbraided them for their unbelief and their hardness of heart, because they believed not then which had seen him after he had been raised. Jesus rebuked them because they didn't receive the witness of Mary Magdalene or the two men from Emmaus. And he said unto them, go into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. The person who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. That's what Jesus said. In my name they shall cast out devils. I'll never forget the woman who came to me who had been fasting and praying with her mother because her food was cursed. And we were praying for her, and I was casting out demons. And during the crucifixion that was being read from the Holy Rosary and the crucifixion of Jesus, she was completely delivered. And there was a great peace in the room, a great peace. I'll never forget the peace after the demons had left. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak in entirely new tongues. The Lord promises the believer that we would speak in new tongues. Hallelujah. This happened at Pentecost. This happens every day when people are baptized with the Holy Spirit. They shall speak in new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and they shall drink any deadly thing, and it shall not hurt them. Now, this is very important about the serpents. I'm going to read something to you from the Acts of the Apostles. If you remember, the scripture says, and when they had escaped from the boat, they landed on an island called Malta. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one, because of the present rain and because it was so cold. And Paul gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire. There came out a viper, a snake, out of the heat and fastened on Paul's hand. And when the barbarians saw this venomous beast hang on Paul's hands, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom, though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffers not to live. In other words, he's getting what he deserves. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. They looked when they were when it should have been swollen or fallen down dead. Suddenly, after that, they looked a great while, and no harm came to him. And they changed their minds and said that he was a god. That's amazing. They go from one extreme to the other. But you see, the snake did not hurt Paul, because the scripture says when you're on a mission and they give you and you take up serpents, if they bite you, they shall not give you any harm. If you drink deadly things, it shall not hurt you. And then they shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. I hear. This is so important. This is so important that Jesus said, we shall lay hands upon the sick and the sick will recover. This is so important. And you know, not many people are doing this. This is for the believer, those who believe in Jesus' resurrection, in his death and resurrection, shall lay hands upon the sick and shall be healed. This is just a beautiful scripture, laying hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. How many of us do that? Each one of us is called to do it, but how many of us do that? Lay hands upon the sick and we watch them healed. This is very important. This is very important. Jesus said this in Mark's gospel. They shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. So we go now to the Acts of the Apostles, and we're going to start with the first chapter. In my former treatise, that's Luke's gospel, have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. He began. In other words, it's more that's coming. Remember what Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. Until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen by them for 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, that you have heard of me. In other words, to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit. For John truly baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. This is the baptism of the Spirit that Jesus promises to believers, not only to priests, but to believers. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And when they therefore have come together, they ask Jesus, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? So they're looking for a physical kingdom. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times and seasons. It's none of your business, he's saying, which the Father hath put in his own power. But you who's listening to me, shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you, talking to you, me too, shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, in Reuben, in Winthrop, in Boston, to the uttermost part of the earth. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria. Notice it all starts with Jerusalem. And guess what? Persecution started in Jerusalem too. And when he had spoken these things while they beheld him, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. That's the glory cloud. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. These are angels, which also said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing gazing up into heaven with their mouths open, you know? This same Jesus, which was taken up from you into heaven, shall come in a like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. In other words, he's going to come back in the same way you've seen him leave. Oh, yes, he's going to come back with the glory. He's going to come back with the angels. He's going to come back with the saints. Yes, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Until the day when he comes back, we are in absolute need of the power of the Holy Spirit. We cannot do without the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you love the Holy Spirit? Do you love him? Do you love what he does in the church? Oh, you lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. You cast out demons, handle snakes only on a mission. Do you believe that Jesus wants to give you the Holy Spirit? He gave him to you at baptism and confirmation, but it has to be released. Even the catechism says that everyone, when adults, are called to conversion. Conversion by, guess who? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. You men of Galilee, why do you stand up gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, which was taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner, and you have seen him go to heaven. And when they returned, thank God they returned, they went to Jerusalem, and from the Mount of Olives, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. What does that mean? It means that during a Sabbath day, you could walk from the Mount of Olives to Jerusalem without breaking the law. And when they were come in, they went up into the upper room where abode both Peter, always Peter is first, and James, John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. Now I'm going to tell you something. Matthew was a tax collector. He worked for Rome. Simon was a zealot. He would want to kill people who worked from Rome. Let me tell you, they are at peace with each other as they are waiting for the coming of the Spirit. Oh yes, we need to call on Jesus to baptize us in the Holy Spirit. These continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brethren. They continued in prayer and supplication. Let me tell you, the Holy Spirit comes when we're serious in prayer. He comes when we're serious in prayer. The Holy Spirit comes. They continued in supplication. They didn't know what was going to happen, but Jesus promised power. Jesus promised laying hands on the sick, but they don't know what's going to happen with this great baptism of the Spirit. They have to find out. They have to experience it. I tell you, I would never have been able to do the things that I've done if I did not have that great baptism of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit causes us to minister to people. Yes, with power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. So there were 120 people in the upper room in the cenacle. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit by the mouth of David spoke before concerning Judas, who was to guide to them and took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry, Judas. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. He hung himself. And it was known unto all the dwelling at Jerusalem, inasmuch as the field is called in the proper tongue Al-Kadema, which is fields of blood. That's what they used the 30 pieces of silver to buy, the fields of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein. And his bishopric let them take. Wherefore, of these men which you have accompanied us all the time with the Lord Jesus went in and among us. They're going to be beginning, they're looking for men, beginning from the baptism of John that were with Jesus unto the same day, and he was taken up from us, ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. So they're looking for a man to replace Judas. This man had to be with them from the baptism of John until the resurrection of Jesus. Yes, they're looking for a man. And they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed, again they prayed, and said, Lord, you know the hearts of all men. Show us whether of these two men you have chosen, not what we choose, but what you choose, Lord, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. In other words, they're looking for a replacement for Judas, someone that's been with them from the baptism of John till the resurrection of Jesus. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered among the 11 apostles. So Matthias is the 12th apostle. I just want to just note how the early church kept on praying. Kept on praying. Prayer is our power. The devil doesn't care when we minister. He gets very concerned when we pray. Oh yes, if you have the gift of the Spirit, use the gift of the Spirit. Pray in tongues. It's a very powerful prayer. Jesus said, you know, they shall speak in other tongues. That's another gift of the Holy Spirit. And that's so beautiful. It goes like this. My children, my people, how I have loved you to the last drop of blood that I shed on the cross. How I have loved you in the power of my resurrection. How I have loved you every second that I roam the earth and every second that I am in heaven. How I have loved you. Receive my love. Receive it in faith, for I have loved you with an everlasting love. Chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, now what is Pentecost? It was the giving of the law. It was called Shavuah. They were celebrating Shavuah. They were all in one accord, in one place. They in one heart and one mind, in one place, in the cenacle. And suddenly, I love this suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like that of fire, and it sat over each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You see, some people say, I don't need this gift of tongues. I said that too. But the Lord showed me that I needed the gift of tongues to pray with. I remember Sister Rita Drinkwater. I dreamt of her last night. I remember her saying, you know, I don't really need the gift of tongues. And I just said to her, Sister, do you need to pray better? And she said, yes. I said, then you need the gift of tongues. The Spirit of God spoke, and she received that gift on retreat. I'm telling you that this gift is a beautiful gift. We need to use it every day. And if we haven't, we start again. We start again. That's what we need to do. Christianity is always starting again. That's why it pierces our pride that we have to start again. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men of every nation under heaven. Why? They were celebrating the giving of the law. So they were from all over the world. Now when this noise was abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because every man heard them speaking in his own language. So some people hear them speaking in their own language, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, not all these speak, are they Galileans? And how do we hear every in our own tongue wherein we were born? For we are Parthians and Medes and Elamites, dwellers of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia. Why were all these people here that were celebrating the giving of the law? Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, all parts of Libya, about Cyrene, and strangers unto Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we do hear them speak in the tongues the wonderful works of God. Now, what's the wonderful works of God? Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What does this mean? But others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. And they were right, but it was the new wine of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, it was that new wine. Take another drink. The new wine of the Holy Spirit. They had received that new wine. Oh, yes, they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues and to prophesy. And they were filled with the new wine of the Spirit in new wineskins. You know why? We don't want to put the Spirit in the old wineskins of the law. We want to put the Spirit in the new wineskins of grace. Yes, I tell you, they were all praising God. That's what speaking in tongues is about. Talking about the wonderful works of God. Do you see God working in your life? I need Him to work in my life. I do. I need Him to work in my life, because if He doesn't work in my life, I'm impotent. I can't do anything. Oh, are you ready for the new wine? Do you want the new wine today? Well, let's pray for it. Jesus said, How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? How much more? Much more. Much more. He gives the Holy Spirit to those who ask. Father, we ask for the Holy Spirit. We ask that Your Spirit would come upon Your beautiful people whom You love so much, that they would be able to hear the gospel, that they would be able to speak in other languages, that they would be able to prophesy, that they would be able to lay hands upon the sick, and they would watch people get better. Oh, yes. Over the weekend, I did a workshop on healing, and I said, you know, why do a workshop without praying for healing? And we saw people healed in their knees, in their backs, in their rotary cuffs. Oh, yes, headaches were gone. God did all these things in that little room that we were in, because we were praising God, and God promised that we shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. And they came with expectation. I want to say that word again. Expectation. Do you have expectation that God wants to do something for you? Do you expect God to move? Oh, yes, they call that faith, living faith. Expectation. That's why so many people were healed at Days of Glory. They came with expectation. Expectation. Many of them have no place to go when they go home, and they come and get tanked up so that they could preach the gospel to people, so that they can pray with people. But you see, not much is happening throughout the country. Not much is happening. We need to go to our charismatic prayer groups. We need to go there, because that's where things are happening. We need to come to Holy Rosary on a Sunday, because that's where things are going to happen. Notice I said going to happen. I didn't say are happening. They were happening. I remember Italo, he had a brain coming through his ear. They were going to do a many-hour operation. And guess what? I just laid hands on his ear, and the doctor said, there's no need of an operation. The brain was coming through his ear. The doctors were amazed that this brain went back to its own position. This is God working. This is God working. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We need to hear from you people that would want to donate online. www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net. You can go and make a donation, and we'd be very grateful. www.inseason.net or Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.